Good morning. Welcome to the house of the Lord on this first day of the week as we worship our glorious and almighty God. Special word of welcome to those of you that are visiting with us and pray that the Spirit of the Lord blesses you in this time. It is a tremendous blessing to be pastor and teacher of this congregation, and Lynn and I are very grateful and thankful for your thoughts and prayers over the course of this past week as we had services for her brother Paul on Thursday, and we thank you for your prayers. Please look at page 6 in your bulletin. A couple of announcements to highlight there. The visitor mailing preference survey. So please read that over and fill out how you can. And then the leaf raking through the evangelism committee. We're hoping to have either one or two Sundays for leaf raking in the neighborhood over here so we can get to know some of our neighbors. So please read that over as well. The Tuesday community meal will be hosted by the Archbold Lions Club this week, once again back in the gym. And we are blessed to have Haley and Emily come forward and share about the October Mission of the Month.
Good morning. October's Mission of the Month is Operation Christmas Child. Operation Christmas Child is a nonprofit through Samaritan's Purse that sends shoe boxes stuffed with presents for children in third world countries. Each year we strive to send out about 200 boxes that are filled with little toys, hygiene products, and necessities like socks and hairbrushes.
We greatly appreciate your contributions, whether that may be by marking Mission of the Month on your offering envelope, by donating toys, or even by packing your own box. If you would like to pack your own box, you can stop by the office and we will get you the things you need. Thank you.
Thank you. One of the blessings of the Operations Christian Child program here at St. John's is out for the last 15, 16 years that has totally been coordinated by some of our senior high girls. I don't know that we've ever had a boy involved in that process because girls have tended to just hand that on to the next. So if there's a young man that wants to get involved next year, feel free to volunteer. Psalm 102 is our opening scripture this morning. It is described as a prayer of a person, of an individual in distress, even great distress. And this psalm is unique as the title identifies the life situation in which the psalm was to be used. Again, in a time or times of distress. In the verses we are reading, verses 25 through 28, they're kind of a recap of this psalm. So hear this word. In the beginning, you laid the foundations of the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like a garment. Like clothing, you will change them, and they will be discarded. But you remain the same, and your years will never end. The children of your servants will live in your presence. Their descendants will be established before you. Let us bow in prayer. In our worship this morning, O Lord, we are thankful to be numbered amongst your descendants, established before you through the love and the grace of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. May our voices be raised in praise and our lives bring you glory. In Christ we pray. Amen.
Thank you.
We worship God. We worship the Lord who is faithful, whose faithfulness is with us at all times. The theme of our worship this day of Psalm 102 and John 15 is the call for us to remain faithful to the Lord. So I pray that your hearts are filled with joy and praise as I invite you to stand and worship this morning.
Let us begin by singing our hymn of praise, which is Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. For those of you who would like to sing along using the hymnal, it is the red hymnal at your pews. It is number 2 in your red hymnal. So let us sing Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing.
I want to offer a spotlight on ministry, which we used to do occasionally, and trying to bring that back into our time of worship. And this morning, we're going to talk a little bit about our life planning program. Life planning is a program that is based off of, in part, 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8. We loved you so much that we were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our lives as well, because you had become so dear to us. So life planting creates a relationship, a partnership between a mentor, an adult of the congregation, with a youth either of our congregation or someone, a youth that wants to be a part of life planning. And it's a religious program, it's a Christian program, but it's not just about sharing the gospel of God, but our lives as well. And so those mentors and those youth form some pretty neat relationship over the years. It locked up on me again, Tom, so I'll just let you take care of that. It pairs high school youth with a mentor. And again, a mentor is an adult from St. John's, matching up the same gender, youth and adult. Next. A mentor should embody a strong faith commitment to God, with that faith being intentionally strengthened. A demonstrated integrity of faith commitment. Their faith is evident in daily life. To be an active participant in the congregational life of St. John's, to have a genuine love for youth and a willingness to spend time with youth, be accepting, slow to judge or to criticize. So as the youth might share as they move towards seniors, their senior year, the aspect of what they might want to do in life, the mentor is not there to criticize and judge those choices, but to listen and to affirm and talk with. And also, the mentor is to be comfortable with their own identity and life situation. The aspect of right now, here's a picture of the life planning program for a couple of years ago. This is pre-COVID, so the pictures I have are recent, all have masks on, and you couldn't tell who was who anyway. So we went back, and right now we have 18 youth that are in life planning, so 18 youth matched up with 18 adult mentors. We have one more youth that would like to become a member of life planning, so we're looking for mentors, so trying to spotlight that as well. I actually had someone at the 8 o'clock service afterwards volunteer that they would be interested to be a mentor, which is fantastic. That was a female. I'm actually looking for a male mentor right now, so keep considering and praying. Oftentimes on Wednesday nights, the life planning meets in the chapel. Last fall, they met out in the storage building where they did some get-to-know-you games and activities. And then they also occasionally go to other places. So here's life planning happening out at Shorts Pond. It's a Wednesday evening ministry. Happens on the second Wednesday of the month from September through May. And then the mentor and youth do some things in between. And that mentor is responsible for encouraging them at the various things that they are involved in. So that is a spotlight on one of our ministries. As we turn to our time of prayer this morning, would add to the back of the bulletin, Leah Nafsinger had suffered a concussion at a soccer game 3 or 4 weeks ago, and then this last week had been cleared to play. And on Thursday night in the game, she might have suffered another concussion or had situations happen that it got worse. And bad enough on Thursday night that Eric and Sarah ended up taking her to the ER. She came home and then had severe headaches once again yesterday, so went back to the ER. So Eric and Sarah are asking for prayers for their daughter and also for themselves as they try to work through this process towards healing. You can see that Tootie Beck, who was with us in worship last Sunday, suffered a stroke last Sunday evening and has miraculously recovered very well from that. And they're appreciating everybody's prayers as well. Jody Belts was at 8 o'clock this morning with a smaller boot on, 2 weeks of therapy to begin with, and then after 4 months of no work, 2 weeks from Wednesday, she hopes to go back and then finish up with 4 more weeks of therapy. So pray for her strength and stamina. We're praying for Tyler Wise, who's ill from COVID and recovering at home. Jack Spots is in either rehab at Roop or might be at another location by now, as he's pretty weak and needs the power of the Spirit and the power of prayer for his convalescence. And we continue to pray for Bryce and for Brent and Elaine as they go through their time of treatment as well. Let's bow before the Lord in prayer. Gracious Lord God, for this time to be in prayer, for this time of congregational prayer, to be intentional, to bow together before you. Lord, we seek courage. We seek courage to worship you with our whole selves, not just in this hour, not just with part of us, but all the time with our whole selves. And Lord, we seek that courage because as we worship, it changes us. We need courage to accept change, a change of heart, a change of practice, confession of sin, repentance, and turning away from the world and turning ever closer to you. Lord, we pray that you would continue to move with us and that you would shelter us. We long for your shelter as we live in this sinful world, as we ourselves are sinners. Lord, be with us when we fear the seeming emptiness of our silence at times. We live in such a fast-paced world, so many different activities, so many different screaming messages that sometimes we're fearful of just being silent. And so we don't always pray. Or our prayers are just filled with words and no time just to listen for you. Fill us, O God, move us. When futility and frustration seem to paralyze us, fill us and move us that we may be living. We may be the living, loving hands and feet of our Lord Jesus Christ, instruments of his acts of love and grace. Lord God, we are thankful that our times of worship make us mindful of our connectedness to you and our connectedness to all of creation through the presence and the power of your Holy Spirit. And being connected together, we pray. We pray for persons in need of healing. We pray for Leah and for Eric and Sarah. We pray for Tootie and for Bud. We pray for Jody. We pray for Tyler. We pray for Jack. We pray for Bryce. Lord, we pray for their physical healing. We pray for their spiritual strength, that they will not feel forsaken, but they will sense your continual presence with them. Connected together, we pray for governmental leaders, both local and far away. We pray for integrity. We pray for leaders of faith who are guided and taught by the wisdom and the knowledge of Scripture. Connected together, we pray for people living in need of care. We pray for those that are homebound. We pray for those that live in a care center. We pray for those that are experiencing depression. We pray for those that might be fearful of being alone. We pray for those that are grieving and mourning. Lord, we pray that you would make yourself known in very real ways in the hearts of the minds of those who need care. And again, prompt us and guide us in how we can be active in our caring. Oh God, may the world today know a moment of living with purpose, of living with enthusiasm, of living with courage. And we pray that such moments will grow. Lord, connected together as your people, hear us as we pray the prayer of our Lord. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I invite children to come forward to the steps for a children's message. You are super fast. You got nice shoes on. You have heels on.
I'm super fast than she does.
Oh, Ryan.
What is that?
What is that? That's a very good question. Will you hold that one for me, Jarrah? Will you hold this for me? Uh-oh.
They had to go get the, keepers of the butterflies.
Okay.
Couldn't get them off.
I got stung by bee.
Well, it's a lot nicer to have butterflies land on you than bees, so that's good. Well, I'm glad that you are here.
I was a baby.
You were a baby?
Yeah,
okay.
I couldn't get it off my nose.
Okay.
It liked me so much.
It liked you so much, but I know it left because it's not there now. Okay, I heard that. We're going to shift, and we're going to talk about what these two are holding. Will you hold that up way high? What is that?
A stick.
It's a stick. Is it alive or dead?
Dead, and it's brown.
It's brown and it has no leaves. No. You can lower that back down. And would you hold that way up there? And what is that?
A branch.
A branch. Very good. And it has leaves.
Yes.
Yes.
Shift me.
What's that?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to talk about these two because we are thinking about John chapter 15 when Jesus uses the example of being branches to remind us to always remain close to Jesus. So I was walking around my yard yesterday and I found this dead stick or dead twig. It was a branch that was fallen next to the tree. So the wind must have come along and pruned it off. It was broken, disconnected, and it was dead. It was not being fruitful. This branch over here, I cut off yesterday as I pruned the tree. You got to hold it up high for a moment. Okay? And yesterday, those leaves were bright and green. And even in just 12 hours since I've cut them off, they've already started to wither. Because I cut them off from the tree, it's no longer connected to have nourishment. Okay? You can lay both of them just down there, or very good job. Or you can hold on to it for a while. Not now. But Jesus gives us this illustration of branches because he wants us to remain connected to him so that we have life, so that we have enthusiasm, so we have courage, so we can be strong in this world. Sometimes we might feel that we don't have any energy. And that may mean that we have to be connected to the vine. So we are the branches, and the vine is Jesus.
Why are they not connected? Why are they broken?
Well, because that one broke off, and that one I cut off for this illustration. Because there's plenty of other branches out there. On the forehead?
Yes.
You gotta look down before you lay down, okay?
Leaves are falling, so everybody say, Happy Fall Day!
Happy Fall Day! So that's why we're talking about remaining connected to Jesus. We as Christians remain connected through worship and listening to our children enjoy nature, although it's not good to get stung. Okay, but those bees have other blessings. But we remain connected through worship, through reading the Bible, and through prayer. Let's pray. That's not good. Don't mess with bees. Let's pray. Yep, they come
why
dead.
Why are leaves are falling now today?
We're going to ask that question of your parents in a few moments, okay? But right now, we're going to pray. I like your questions. God, I thank you for the wonder of children. I thank you for their minds and what they want to know and what they want to share. And Lord, help us as parents, as a congregational family, just to help them remain connected to you. Through Jesus our Lord, we pray. Amen. You can go back and ask that of your mom and dad, and I'm going to get the answer in a moment. Take care.
It's great to see everybody up here, isn't it, Pastor Eric?
It is.
All right. Please arise if you're able, and let us sing our next hymn. It is called Heaven Came Down. It is found on page number 495 in your red hymnal if you choose to follow along with the song.